Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A happy Monday, and welcome into Send It In, presented by BetMGM here on the BetQL Network. I'm your host, PJ Glasser. We are riding solo, folks, for the next 30 minutes. No guests today, no model making money, just me and you, 30 minutes straight bets, cashing some tickets. We're talking a whole bunch today on Send It In. We're talking some college football. We obviously got Week 12 already coming up on the horizon. Georgia-Tennessee monster game this weekend. We'll dive into some games that I already bet. Also, look at Monday Night Football tonight between the Rams and the Dolphins, and look ahead to Week 10. Great slate upcoming in the NFL with some monster games. We'll dive into some of those. Also, look into our glass ball. Shawnee Sharp's going to hop on. We'll talk about some of the awards markets across all the different sports. We got college basketball tonight. I got three bets for you guys in college hoops, and then we'll wrap everything up with our favorite plays of the day. As always, any questions, comments, best bets that you guys have for us, let us know. I'm going to get to your questions today. It's only me, so let us know. You can go to twitch.tv/BetQL or YouTube/Odyssey Sports. Anything that you guys like in football, whether it be NFL, college football, college hoops, NBA, let me know and write it into the chat. And if you miss any part of the show over the next 30 minutes, we got you covered. The Send It In podcast, available wherever you get your podcast. Get this show started. Glasses in session here on a Monday. We'll start with a little primetime Peach. Good Monday night football game tonight out in SoFi between the Dolphins and the Rams. This line's kind of been moving all over the place. Early in the week, the Rams were favored by 2.5. Then we saw some money come in on Miami. The Rams were -1. We gave that out as part of the PJ Pick 5. And now it's all the way up to -2.5. Tyreek Hill's status right now is questionable. He's up in the air. So I think that's a part of this line movement up. It might even touch 3 potentially if Tyreek is ruled out. So I think if you want the Dolphins, I think right now you just wait and see what Tyreek's status is. If you like the Rams, obviously you could have gotten a better number at them -20 on the money line. I would still look at the Rams on the money line tonight. I do think this is a close game. I think the Dolphins in a teaser leg are also a good look as well at +8.5. There are a couple games that we're going to talk about in our Bet Now segment that I think are some awesome teaser legs coming up in Week 11. If you want to take Miami +8.5, put that teaser in with some of the other legs, I think that's a good look as well. I kind of like the over in this game also, over 49. The Rams offense is obviously healthy. Both receivers are back with Cooper Kupp and Puka Nacua. Kyren Williams scores a touchdown every game. Stafford's been awesome. Miami's defense has not been good this season. They were beaten up on some bad offenses early on in the season, but now that they've started to play some decent teams, Arizona, Buffalo, the numbers were a little bit skewed at the beginning of the year. Those teams put up, Arizona put up close to 30 points. Buffalo put up 30 points. I think the Rams will be somewhere in the same neighborhood. And I expect Miami to keep this within a one-score game. So I think you're looking at like a 30-24, 31-27 kind of game tonight. So I do like the over 49 in that one. Couple of player props that I like for tonight. Devon Achane, longest reception, over 17.5 yards. I like that a lot. We know Mike McDaniel, probably 2, 3, maybe even 4 times a game, they love running screens or certain checkdowns or swing passes to A-Chain. He's so good after the catch. He's got blazing speed. And on the turf tonight in SoFi in L.A., I think that certainly helps him. So I like longest reception for A-Chain, over 17 and a half yards. Also like Cooper Kupp anytime touchdown tonight at plus 140. I think that's just, it's a really good price. Because Kyren Williams scores every game for L.A., his price is heavily juiced, and you get good prices on the two-star receivers for the Rams. So Cooper Kupp anytime touchdown, plus 140. I like that look as well. But should be a good game tonight. Like the Rams to win. And if they do win, that'll cap a 4-1 week for us on PJ's Pick 5. As for college basketball tonight, there are three games that I have my eye on that I like for tonight's slate. The first one's going to be Grambling State going up against Florida. Now, over the weekend, there was some bad news with Florida and their head coach, Todd Golden. And if you read the story, all those distractions and everything that comes with that, I normally like fading those teams in those situations. I just think the players, the coaching staff, they'd have to deal with all these outside noise and all these distractions. And when you're laying 24 and a half points, I don't think that's a good thing at all. Meanwhile, Grambling State, they made the NCAA tournament last year as a 16 seed. In their last game, they just lost to Ole Miss by 2 points. Ole Miss is a top 25 team. Grambling State only lost to them by 2 points. Florida's an elite offensive team. They're not very good defensively. And again, with the last few days that they've had in that basketball program, you got to wonder where they're at psychologically. I think grabbing all those points with a Grambling team that's not going to be intimidated and has played pretty good against good competition here recently, I'll take them plus the 24 and a half. Also, game of the night is going to be in Tuscaloosa. Number 2, Alabama, going up against McNeese State, coached by Will Wade. They were a 12 seed last year, one of the better mid-major teams in the country. Bama's laying 18.5 tonight. The total is 166.5, as you would imagine. High-scoring total in a Bama game, and I'm going over. McNeese State is going to want to run the tempo. They're not going to be shied away from Alabama. Nate Oates, remember, Will Wade was the head coach at LSU. Nate Oates and Will Wade went head-to-head for a couple years, and Nate Oates dominated Will Wade. He would beat him all the time, and his offenses would usually put up a ton of points against McNeese State. I expect Bama to go over 100 tonight. I think McNeese can get us into the 70s as well. And Bama, they're coming off a bad shooting performance. They went 6 for 31 from three-point range in their last game against Arkansas State. They also were 28 for 44 from the free throw line. On the flip side, Arkansas State shot 35 free throws as well, which we love in and over because obviously if a team's shooting free throws, they're scoring points. Why the clock stop? So I think Bama's going to hang 100 tonight. I expect McNeese State to score over 70 as well. I like the fact that we're getting a prolific offense off of a bad shooting night by their standards. So we'll go over 166.5 tonight in Bama and McNeese State. And finally, Yale is at Purdue tonight, number 14, Purdue. We're going under 145.5 in this game. Some news came out over the weekend that Purdue's big man, their 7'4 freshman center, Daniel Jacobson, is going to be out for the season. And if we know anything about Purdue and we know anything about Matt Painter, he's always got a 7-footer in the middle anchoring everything, not only on defense, but on offense as well. First game of the season, Purdue played with their big man Jacobson. They scored 90 points. In their second game, he got hurt in the first minute of the game, and Purdue only scored 72 points. So even though the strength of Purdue's team this year is their guards with Braden Smith and Fletcher Lawyer, they love that inside-out game. And having a 7-footer, especially going up against a mid-major team like Yale, draws so much attention. I think Purdue's offense is going to continue to struggle as they try to work around not having their big man in the middle. Yale, meanwhile, anytime you're dealing with an Ivy League, Yale, they're well-coached, they execute, they want to play in the half court, they want to slow the game down. I just think this is too many points. We're not adjusting enough with Purdue being without their big man. I'll go under 145.5. Promo from our friends at BetMGM. We've had all our first touchdown bets vultured or called back before with BetMGM's Pro Football Second Chance. We're giving you a second chance on first touchdown bets this season. You can place any first touchdown score wager, and if your player doesn't score first but scores second, you get your entire stake back in cash, no opt-in required. First touchdown, Cooper Kupp tonight, folks. 9-1. Liking that quite a bit. Told you I like his anytime touchdown tonight as well. How does it work? You place a pregame straight first touchdown score bet in any NFL game. If your player scores the first touchdown in the game, you win your wager as normal. If your player scores the second touchdown in the game, you get your stake back in cash. Only straight bets apply to second chance. Any wager using a bonus bet or other reward token is ineligible for the campaign. All right, guys, let's look at some games with your bet right now. Reed Phillips Rad, our guy, is in the chat. Couple of questions. PJ, what do you think about a Monday Night Football teaser? Dolphins up to 8.5, over 43 points. Feels like it should be a close game. Both offense have the ability to score. Reed, I think that's a great look. I love it. Told you I like the over at 49. Even though I like the Rams to win tonight, Dolphins are in desperation mode. This is an absolute must win for them. They got to win. And look at how the AFC wild card shook out for Miami this week, right? Bengals lost, Colts lost, Jets lost. So Miami can make some ground here with the big win tonight. I like your teaser look, both teasing the over down to 43 and the Dolphins plus 8.5. I think that's a great look. And then nearly every year, I sprinkle a little bit on Mike Tomlin, coach of the year. I didn't do it this year. I'm going to regret that. You certainly might. We're actually going to talk about Coach of the Year coming up in a little bit. Reed, that market is awesome. Right now, Dan Quinn's the favorite. You got Tomlin in contention, Dan Campbell in contention. You got Andy Reid there. But the Steelers win the AFC North, considering their win total was 7.5, and with how loaded the Ravens and the Bengals were, and we thought certainly Cincinnati, too, would be a contender in the AFC. If Mike Tomlin pulls the Houdini act and they're winning that division, it's going to be tough not to give him that award. We'll talk about that, though, in a little bit. Speaking of the Pittsburgh Steelers, they are one of the games that I would bet right now against the Baltimore Ravens, with Pittsburgh plus 3 against Baltimore. Guys, a Ravens fan, I can just tell you, whenever the Ravens play the Steelers and whenever you can get one of these teams and the underdog at plus 3 or more, you just always take the dog. It's a blind bet. These games are always close. They're always one score. They always come down to the wire. Craziest stat you're going to hear all week. Lamar Jackson, this is only the fifth time that he's played the Steelers in his career as a starter. He's only got 4 starts against them. The reason being, he was injured for those 2 years and he didn't play the Steelers those couple times. And then also, the 2 times that they played the Steelers in week 18 at the end of the year, the Ravens have rested Lamar because they had the number 1 seed locked up. So it's just kind of the way that it's worked out with injuries and resting Lamar. But this is actually only the 5th time that he's played against Pittsburgh. And if there's one team in the NFL that Lamar struggled with outside of Kansas City, it has been the Steelers. He's 1-3 against Pittsburgh in his career. He's thrown 4 touchdowns to 7 interceptions. Now, I get this is the best version of Lamar we've ever seen. And if the season ended today, he'd be MVP. This is the best offense that he's ever been a part of. But it just is worth noting that he has struggled with Pittsburgh throughout his career and that he's only played him 4 times. I mentioned you got to bet the Steelers at plus 3 because these games are always close. The 4 times that Lamar has played Pittsburgh, the final scores have been 26-23, 28-24, 20-19, and 17-10. One score games all 4 times. 3 of those games decided by 4 points or less. Steelers plus 3 against Baltimore. Just got to bet it for the number. Also, favorite bet of the week is going to be the Cincinnati Bengals plus 105 against the Chargers. I think the Bengals are going to end up closing as small favorites in this game against LA. Guys, I've talked about it the last couple weeks on this show. I think the Chargers are the easiest team to handicap in the NFL. It's just clear cut how their team is. When they go up against bad teams, they beat those bad teams and they cover the spread. When they go up against good teams, they lose those games and they don't cover the spread. The Chargers are 6-3 this season. Listen to the 6 wins that the Chargers have had. The Raiders, the Panthers, the Broncos, the Saints, the Browns, and the Titans. You're talking about literally all the worst teams in the NFL, maybe outside the Giants. The Chargers have played all of them. They've won all those games, and they have covered all those spreads against all those teams. Those are their 6 wins. Their 3 losses this season, the Steelers, the Chiefs, and the Cardinals. It's real simple. When the Chargers go up against a playoff caliber team, a solid team, they don't win. When they go up against a bad team, a team that we know is not going to make the postseason, a team that's under 500, they lose. I know the Bengals are 4-6 this season. They've had so many games that just have not gone their way. But as I talked about with Miami at the beginning of the show and how they're desperate tonight for a win, the Bengals have to win this game against LA. We know the Chiefs are going to win the AFC West. So the Chargers, if they make the playoffs, are going to be a wild card team. It's a huge game for both teams. I'm going to trust Joe Burrow and Cincinnati in a must win more than I will Justin Herbert at home. I'll take the Bengals at plus 105. And then look, I mean, I got to take the Chiefs at plus 2.5 against the Bills. We know this line's not getting to 3. If anything, it's dropping back under the 2 before it gets to the 3. So I'm betting the Chiefs at plus 2.5. If you want to buy the half point and get Kansas City up to plus 3, I totally understand. This is going to be a pros versus Joes game, right? All the professionals are going to be on Buffalo. Joe Public is going to be on the Chiefs. But again, after last night against the Broncos, how can you bet against the Chiefs to lose a game? They just have that pixie dust this year. They find ways to win all of these close games. I think Buffalo's the better team. They're at home. Josh Allen's 3-1 against Mahomes in the regular season in his career. But like, we saw a similar line with San Francisco against the Chiefs, where it was reverse line movement. It looked like San Francisco was the right side, and then Kansas City wins that game. I get Buffalo's the right side. They're probably the better team at this point in the season, especially in the regular season. Allen's good against Mahomes in the regular season. But if you're giving me points with Kansas City, folks, I got to take the Chiefs plus the 2.5. Also, teaser legs this week. It might just feel like it's way too easy, but teasing up the Steelers to plus 9, teasing up the Bengals to plus 7.5, and teasing up the Chiefs plus 8.5, like that just feels like it's the way to go this week in the NFL, teasing all three of those games up as well. But I do like all three underdogs this week in those games. A couple of college games that I like this week as well. Cal minus 7 against Syracuse. The Golden Bears are one of those teams that their record does not indicate the kind of season that they have had. They're 5-4 this year. They're 1-4 in the ACC. All four of their ACC losses, though, have been by a combined 9 points. They've lost a couple of games by a single point. They've lost the game by 2 points, and then they lost to Florida State by 5 points as well. Cal's solid, though, and this matchup for Syracuse is not good because Syracuse is a team that wants to throw the ball. Cal's got one of the best secondaries in the ACC. Obviously, you're talking about a team that has to come from Western New York all the way over to Berkeley. It's just a cross-country flight. It's a bad spot for Syracuse. Syracuse struggled against Pittsburgh a couple weeks ago when McCord threw 3 interceptions in the first half. I can kind of see something similar in this game against Cal. So I'd lay it with Cal, the minus 7. I also like the under 48.5 in Georgia and Tennessee as well. I just think this game is too many points. I don't like either quarterback in the way that they're playing right now. I don't like either of these offenses. I really like Tennessee's defense, and I like Georgia's defense a lot in this spot. I think Kirby Smart knows that his offense is not good enough for him to win a national championship. Georgia's not winning the Natty this year. Their offense is just not nearly enough. But at home, season on the line, you must win. Kirby Smart, in his career, in these big games, in these high-profile matchups, normally very profitable to the under because he plays to his strength. He wants these games to be ugly, physical, and he wants the other teams making the mistake. Nico left the Mississippi State game last week with an injury, so he is not going to be 100% this week going up against Georgia. You're getting two really good defenses. I think this game's got like 20-10, 23-10 written all over it. I'll take the under 48.5 in Georgia and Tennessee. All right, let's go to our glass ball here, get some stuff from our guy, Shawnee Sharp. We're going around the board in the world of sports. Shawnee Sharp, what's our first future that we're looking at today?
Yeah, Peach, let's go to the NFL. You were just talking about this team. The Kansas City Chiefs to win the Super Bowl is at 4-1. Are they going to have a three-peat?
I think they are, and I think 4-1 is honestly still a really good price. It feels like we're on this collision course for Kansas City and Detroit. It feels like the gap between Detroit and the other teams in the NFC is maybe a little bit wider because the Chiefs, I honestly don't think, are better than the Bills or the Ravens, but when it comes to the postseason and when it comes to January, there's no way I would bet the Bills or the Ravens over Kansas City, over Mahomes, over Andy Reid. So I think you're still getting good value with the Chiefs at 4-1. Again, they keep finding ways to win all of these close games, and none of those teams are going to have confidence that they can pull out a close win against Kansas City in the postseason when the Chiefs have done it time and time again. So I like the Lions a lot. I think they're the best team in football, but it's going to be tough to bet against the Chiefs and tough to beat the Chiefs in the postseason. So I do like the Chiefs, Shawnee Sharp. I still think 4-1 is a good bet.
All right, let's go over to the NFC West. The team that is playing tonight against the Miami Dolphins, the Los Angeles Rams, for them to win the NFC West, it is plus 375.
Yeah, this division is really interesting. So San Francisco is still the favorite because they're still one of the most talented teams in football. However, they've already lost to the Rams and they've already lost to the Cardinals in their division. So that does not work out for them. Their schedule is by far the toughest that all these teams have left in the NFC West. So that's something that they have to deal with. I like the way that the Rams are peaking. Their schedule is also a little bit difficult. The Cardinals by far have the easiest schedule remaining of all the NFC West teams. I like the way that they're trending, and I like the fact that they've already beaten the Rams and the 49ers this year. So I think when a lot of people pick the NFC West, They're going to look at San Francisco, or they're going to look at the Rams. I actually like the Cardinals to win that division at plus 185.
All right, you were just talking about Coach of the Year, and Dan Quinn is Coach of the Year, the favorite at plus 350. Do you think he holds on?
I don't. Jaden Daniels, obviously a lock at this point to win Offensive Rookie of the Year with the way that the Bears have struggled on offense here the last couple of weeks. I think that that's going to be the award that Washington wins this season. Now, if they win the NFC East, and I don't think they will, I think there's a good shot that Dan Quinn wins the award. But with the job that Mike Tomlin and the Steelers are doing, what this award honestly is going to come down to is if you like Washington to win the NFC East, you like Pittsburgh to win the AFC North, or if you think Kansas City is going to go 16-1 or even undefeated. If the Chiefs go undefeated, it's going to be tough not to give Andy Reid the award. Even if they go 16-1, I think it's going to be hard not to give him the award. If the Steelers win the AFC North, especially with the schedule that they have here down the stretch of the season, it's going to be really hard not to give Tomlin the award. And if Washington just keeps on winning, then Dan Quinn will continue to be the favorite, and he's going to win the award. I think the most realistic thing that happens is, honestly, the Steelers continue to win, and they win the AFC North. Obviously, a monster game this week against Baltimore. So Mike Tomlin, plus 425, I think there's great value there. So I like Tomlin.
All right, let's jump over to college football here. How about the Indiana Hoosiers to win the Big Ten, still at 11-1?
Yeah, I mean, you're still getting a good price on it. I think it's still for good reason, because they're going to have to beat Ohio State upcoming next week, and then they're going to have to beat Oregon in the Big Ten title game if they beat Ohio State. So you're looking at Indiana having to beat two best teams in the country right now. I know the Hoosiers are an incredible story. They're having a great season, and they're a really good team. But we all have to put it in perspective. Indiana this season has still not beaten a ranked team yet. So they're obviously getting a big-time test playing Ohio State on the road, and the Buckeyes are going to have their full attention. And Indiana's got a bye week, so they got 2 weeks to prep and get ready for Ohio State. I think that price is big for a reason. I can't get there yet with Indiana. I think they're going to the college football playoff. As for winning the Big Ten, though, I'm going to be out on the Hoosiers.
All right, how about a little parlay here that I know is near and dear to your heart? Alabama to win the SEC in both football and basketball. That parlay pays you plus 1687.
Yeah, I like that a lot. I mean, for the price, honestly, Sean, I think that's worth a bet, because there's so many tiebreakers and things that could happen with the SEC championship game. All these teams that could have two losses in conference play by the end of the season. And it's too tough to work it out now and play the game of, oh, if this team beats this team and this team. But it feels like of all the two-loss teams, Bama does have the best shot to get to Atlanta to play Texas. If that's the case, then these odds are really good, because Bama's the number two team in the country in college basketball. I think it's going to be either them or Auburn that win the SEC regular season. So I think for the price, I think it's a good bet. The price is what it is, because the SEC is such a mess right now. I do think Bama's games remaining at Oklahoma and home against Auburn are going to be a lot tougher than people realize. I just think the matchup against LSU, with LSU's inability to stop a running quarterback, really kind of made that game a little more overinflated than it was. I do think Bama wins out. I think there's a chance they get to the SEC title game. I like the price, Shawnee Sharp. I think that's absolutely worth the parlay, plus 1687.
All right, I got two more here for you, Peach. Obviously, the Ole Miss Rebels coming off a huge win against Georgia at home. How about them to win the national championship? They're at 10-1.
I can't get there with Ole Miss to win the Natty just because of Jackson Dart. That defense is good enough. Their defensive line's awesome. Maybe the best in college football, certainly in the top three, top five. But Jackson Dart just, he worries me. I know he had a pretty good game against Georgia. I don't like him consistently in those big games. So Ole Miss, look, I doubted them on Saturday because they never win games like they did against Georgia. That was step one. They got over the hump. They won a big game like that. Now when you get into the college football playoff, can you stack good win after good win after good win? I just don't think over the course of four games, Ole Miss can beat good team after good team after good team. I don't trust Jackson Dart, so I'm out on Ole Miss to win the Natty.
All right, how about one more college basketball award here for you? Cam Jones to win the Wooden Award. He's at 13-1.
Yeah, I love me some Cam Jones. The problem is I just don't think Marquette's going to be good enough this season for him to get into contention. You got a lot of really good players this year in college basketball and a lot of really good teams. You got Mark Sears at Bama. You got Hunter Dickinson at Kansas. You got Cooper Flagg at Duke. I'm sure there's going to be somebody at UConn that emerges. You got the guys at Houston. You got guys at Auburn as well. There are just a lot of good teams. I don't even know if Marquette's going to finish in like the top three of the Big East. So even though Cam Jones is an incredible player, I don't love his odds to win the Wooden Award because I don't think Marquette is going to be good enough this season. All right, it's a Monday. Let's look at the top 10 teams in college football as we go through PJ's rankings. And we will start top two teams in the country, folks, are both in the Big Ten. Ohio State, number one, and Oregon at number two. And they are the two favorites to win the national championship. Buckeyes plus 300, Oregon at plus 350. Ohio State's the best team in the country. I've been saying it for a while now, even losing that game to Oregon. I honestly thought it was an impressive loss because I think when those teams play again in the Big Ten title game, I expect Ohio State to win. So I got Ohio State 1 and Oregon at number 2. Texas right now, I'll put them at number 3 at plus 450. Quinn Ewers still worries me, but man, Sark's like my favorite play caller in the game of football, college, or the NFL. They got so many weapons on offense. Their defense is very good. It just all comes down to Ewers, and I don't know if he's good enough to win Texas a national champion, but he is good enough to put them at my number 3 team. I'll go Ole Miss at number 4. They're 10-1 to win the national title. I just told you guys, though, I wouldn't take them to win the national title because of Jackson Dart, and I don't trust them consistently enough to win big game after big game after big game. With that being said, I think they're the second best team in the SEC because that defensive line is legit. And for them to beat Georgia without their top wide receiver in Trey Harris and their top running back in Henry Parrish, that was impressive. So Ole Miss, 10-1. They are the fourth best team in college football. Bama, I'll put it number 5 at 8-1. You cannot convince me that Jalen Milroe was not hurt the last 3 games for Alabama because the guy we saw against Georgia and the guy we saw against LSU was not the same guy that we saw against South Carolina, Tennessee, and Missouri. That bye week did wonders for Milroe. Bama's offense looked good. I still have question marks about the defense and also the passing game as well. Bama didn't throw a pass play with 2 minutes to go in the third quarter for the rest of the game. They didn't have to. They just continued to run the ball. So when a team's able to stop their run, what does that look like? What does their counterpunch look like? But I'll put them at number 5. They're 8-1 to win the national championship, as is Georgia, who is 8-1 to win the national championship. They come in at number 6. I'd say the teams that dropped the most in my rankings were Miami, and then Georgia was number 2. Guys, I'm out on Georgia to win the national championship. Yes, they have the best coach in college football in Kirby Smart. Their defense is still solid, but Carson Beck just ain't it. And we knew he wasn't good, but God, he's throwing more interceptions against Ole Miss, and it's just like if a team can stop Georgia's running game, they just got no answers offensively. They don't have any dudes at wide receiver. It's going to be tough for Georgia in the playoff setting, if they make it there, to consistently muster enough offense to win these games. They're going to rely on their defense way too much. I just don't think that's a good formula. So Georgia's number 6. They're 8-1 to win the title. I would not bet that. Tennessee is going to come in at number 7. They obviously play Georgia this week. Tennessee is 22-1 to win the national title. I think the Vols have the most upside of any team left in college football because of how good their defense is and how talented Nico is. Now, at this point in the season, I think we kind of know what Nico is. I don't know if he has that gear to kind of switch it and turn into the player we all thought he would be coming into the season. But if he does, look out for the Vols, and their value at 22-1 might be the best on the board. Notre Dame's going to come in at number 8 at 22-1. All the Irish have done ever since that loss to Northern Illinois is absolutely steamroll people. Now, the problem is they really haven't played anybody good this season. Ever since the Texas A&M game, they're going to have a couple of tough games to end the season against undefeated Army and then at USC. I expect Notre Dame to win both those games. I expect to see them in the playoff. Their defense is good enough to win games. Their offense, though, still a question mark for me. Penn State's going to be number 9. We know the story with Penn State. They're 20-1 to win the title. Would never bet them to win the title. And then Indiana, I'll put them at number 10. You got to respect the Hoosiers and the job that they've done, all the games that they've won, all the spreads that they've covered. But again, no top 25 wins for Indiana this season. Got to see what they look like against Ohio State before I move them up in the board. So those are my top 10 teams. Ohio State, Oregon, Texas, Ole Miss, Bama, Georgia, Tennessee 7, Notre Dame 8, Penn State 9, and Indiana coming in at number 10. All right, let's go to PJ's plays. Wrap the show here on Send it in. We will start with my prop block. It's going to be Cooper Kupp anytime touchdown at plus 145. I just love the price. Primetime game. Miami's defense has not been good the last couple weeks when they've gone up against some respectable offenses in Arizona and Buffalo. Cooper Kupp touchdown tonight at plus 145. Dog of the day, give me Grambling State, plus 24.5 against Florida. A lot of bad stuff and rumors coming out about Todd Golden this weekend in college basketball in Florida. I don't like when teams are dealing with distractions like that. Players, coaches, who knows if their mind's on basketball right now. They're going up a Grambling against a Grambling State team that was a 16 seed last year in the tournament and that lost to Ole Miss a couple days ago by only 2 points. Grambling State's not bad, and 24.5 I just think is too many points. And then my best bet, give me the Rams on the money line, minus 145 against the Dolphins. I think it's a close game. I think it's a one-score game. I certainly think if the Rams get up early, Miami live bet would be a good option. Dolphins just don't win these games. They don't beat teams that are better than them, especially on the road. So I'll take the Rams on the money line at minus 145. Once again, our best bets for today: Cooper Kupp anytime touchdown plus 145, Grambling State plus 24.5, our dog of the day against Florida, and then Rams on the money line minus 145. Going to be our best bet today against the Dolphins. That'll do it for us today. We will see you guys tomorrow. Appreciate you tuning in. Good luck on all your bets.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.